Yesterday, in Arizona, Governor Jan Brewer vetoed a bill that was inspired by the so-called birther movement. It would have required presidential candidates, including President Obama, to prove they are citizens in order to get on the state's ballot. Birthers have questioned the authenticity of the president's birth certificate. Commentator Jake Halpern says this is a perfect moment for Americans to rethink the birth certificate.
President Obama's birth certificate, the one that his campaign released in 2008, is one seriously boring document. I assumed all certificates were like this one until a few weeks ago when my dad discovered his father's birth certificate, which was issued in Poland 107 years ago. The document is packed with juicy details. I won't go so far as to say it's a swashbuckling tale of adventure, but in terms of story development, it's way better than Obama's. It mentions the name of the presiding midwife, a woman named Chaya Rader from the town of Hutar. It also provides the name of a guy who performed the circumcision, Mr. Benzion Klein, and it even indicates that Klein was the town's butcher. This makes sense. I mean, you wouldn't want the town's blacksmith doing the deed, would you? The document notes that Grandpa was an illegitimate child. There's even part of the certificate offering the name of the godparents who witnessed the birth. Some old codger, the gray-haired godparent, shuffles over to the house in the heat of summer and bears witness to the whole thing. Then some municipal official intercedes and announces, matter-of-factly, that the baby is illegitimate. It's interesting because the birth certificate says that Grandpa's parents were actually married by a religious figure, a rabbi. Yet the marriage wasn't recognized by the state. This is an indication that Grandpa, his family, and many of his people weren't really integrated into mainstream society. And this helps explain why, 21 years later, Grandpa immigrated to America. Grandpa left Poland under a false identity, with someone else's passport. This was, presumably, the only way out. We're not sure why, and he's not alive to offer an explanation. But he brought his real birth certificate with him, hidden in some deep inner pocket. Now, if anyone had gotten suspicious and searched him, they would have discovered his ruse, and Grandpa might not have made it to America. So why'd he do it? He did it because his birth certificate contained the story of his life. It was a very, very condensed autobiography. It told the tale of who he was, where he came from, what life was like there, and why he left. And tonight, at Passover, my family will take a moment, as it always does, to remember Grandpa's exodus. Birth certificates nowadays serve a strictly bureaucratic purpose. But if we learn anything valuable from scrutinizing the president's certificate, it ought to be that its brevity, its sheer boringness, represents a lost opportunity to know more about what life was like at the very moment that this man was born. This is truly the first chapter in his story, and sadly, from a literary and historical perspective, it's a very poor read.
That was commentator Jake Halpern. He teaches journalism at Yale University.